An Iranian gets arrested for contacting Christian media. The gospel leaps over barriers in Bhutan, and France is the setting for a movie ministry approach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The reported arrest of a Christian in Iran has at least one Christian ministry concerned. A Muslim background believer and mother was charged with contacting foreign Christian television networks under new legislation regarding political crimes. However, President of Sat7 USA, Dr. Rexham Rogers, says
those kinds of things periodically happen, and that the Christian people within the nation of Iran must be careful in the pursuance of their faith.
While Sat7 Pars wasn't the organization she contacted, Rogers says many Iranians are contacting them. Since Jesus is mentioned in the Quran,
they're open to the gospel, they're open to Christian truth, and they don't understand, because they've never been taught, about a God who loves and about a God who forgives.
Political uncertainty is also forcing people to search. Rogers says,
but in the midst of that, God works. He works in times of adversity. He works in times of even persecution. And that the church advances.
Pray for Sat7 Pars as they continue broadcasting into Iran. Next, Bhutan's new constitution recognizes religious freedom, but some believers still face harassment. The predominantly Muslim nation ranks 12th on the Open Doors World Watch list of countries that persecute Christians. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
Christianity has often met with much opposition, but churches that are there are reaching out and helping people in a number of ways.
In spite of restrictions,
eyewitness reports from within the country have confirmed that there are a number of house churches that are meeting, and in fact, openness to the gospel and hunger for the good news appears to be growing.
Words of Hope meets that hunger with gospel radio broadcast to the Dzongka.
Our prayer would be that in the months and years to come, that there would be an increasing tolerance among the people to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Pray that the church continues to expand and flourish despite pressure. You're listening to Mission Network News. What do you think of when I say film in Paris? Do you think of evangelism? A filmmaker we'll call Lee is working in Paris, France, with the help of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. She shares her faith in filmmaking equipment with her women's film group. Despite the obstacles, she's seeing an openness among the female artisans featured in her documentary. It's a work in progress, but it's also giving her credibility to share the gospel, and doors are opening. Keep praying. Meanwhile, the DougAndJohnShow.com is reaching thousands of teens with the gospel.
We want a young person to find the relationship in Christ that has changed John's life, that has changed my life. And so far that's happened with a little over 2,000 kids.
The website's funny videos, cartoons, and blogs attract the tech-savvy teens of the millennial generation, says Doug Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Teens who click through the site also find serious videos about salvation through Christ.
Then at the end of those videos, they have a chance to let us know that they prayed with us to be forgiven and to start this relationship. And so far we've seen a little over 2,000 young people click to say, yes, I did pray with you, and start in the follow-up process.
The Doug and John Show wants you to pray with them.
In 2010, we're praying that a million young people will find Christ on this site, not because it's about numbers, but just because we're trying to pray some God-sized prayers here.
And orphans and vulnerable children in Ethiopia are getting help from Bethany Christian Services. It partners with a local organization to provide homes, food, educational supplies, and medical care for about 200 kids. Some of the kids live in orphanages, and others live with families. 20 children have been placed in permanent families through international adoption. You can help by sponsoring a child and praying these kids come to know their Father in heaven. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.